Ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of online social games like blackjack, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. T&Cs apply.
Hey there, it's Jill Schlesinger. I'm launching a brand new show. It's called Money Moves. Follow and listen wherever you get your podcasts.
And welcome to another edition of Spits and Suds. I'm Gavin Spittle of 105.3 The Fan. Thank you so much for hanging with us this off season. You know what? We're going to start the show with a really cool announcement, and that's going to come up with Sean Shapiro, who will join us in just a second. Sean, of course, has his Substack called Shap Shots. He also writes for D Magazine. His YouTube channel, Algorithmically Incorrect, with a new episode that dropped with StarsThoughts.com's Robert Tiffin, who will also be a part of this cool announcement that we're just going to have in Spits and Suds in just a second. Also, Elite Prospects. So Sean doing a lot and always so great that he can join us a couple of days a week. All right, let's talk about the on-time experts. I was driving down. I mean, the on-time experts, they probably think I'm a stalker because they're like, who is this guy driving up next to me taking pictures and pumping his fist? So I'm going to post actually on Twitter a picture of the on-time experts van as it makes its way to another customer. Customers for life. And you guys know I have passion for the on-time experts. They are great. And I think you guys will see why when you think of them. If there are any issues with your AC or plumbing needs, the on-time experts can be there for you. 4.8 out of 5 stars, nearly 6,000 reviews. Man, they are so good. And they come to your house. They come prepared. They make sure they have their slippers on. They make sure everything's tidied up. They make sure that your AC unit's thoroughly cleaned. All the parts are checked. They have that $59 first-time customer special. I mean, my AC, people don't believe me when I'm saying that the things, my temperature set at 80 and 81. Granted, I'm always working. I'm never in the house, but you know what? It's a cool place. And I know my power bill is going to be energy efficient. Also, that drain cleaning, $99. What a deal for first floor drain cleaning for first time customers. They have other specials out there that you can check out at theontimeexperts.com, the official HVAC company of the Dallas Stars. Also of Spits and Suds, the on-time experts at theontimeexperts.com. We bring on our buddy, Sean Shapiro. How are you today?
I'm doing pretty good, Gavin, and really happy to be here too. So,
yeah,
it's a Friday. It's a Friday. It's going to hang out with the kids and I are going to hang out this evening. It's a good day.
That is awesome. I know you had a birthday in the family, so happy birthday. Mm-hmm. To one of your kiddos. That's always a great celebration and great that dad could be around for it.
Oh yeah, for sure. Definitely had some good time at the pool this week with them and everything. So it was a fun week here.
So I have some really interesting Stars thoughts to bring to you in just a couple of moments. So if you'll just bear with me, Stars fans, as we make this announcement. So when we started this podcast, and Sean has been there nearly since day one, and I will always be thankful for that. And he's been an amazing teammate over the years. So this show, as you guys have known, has grown and we truly appreciate it. And I just got to thinking, like, you know, how can we give back and what can we do? And every time I said, you know what, we have to take a trip down to Texas, maybe we'll get a van, I'd get like a tweet or two or a text and people said, I'm in. And if I said, all right, you know, we got to do a watch party and people were like, I'm in. So you guys always do a great job of calling my bluff. So I am so excited to announce on Tuesday, August 11th at Boomer Jackson Allen, we will do our first ever Spits and Suds hockey celebration featuring Sean Shapiro will be with me. Robert Tiffin will be with us. Leah Asimakopoulos from the Dallas Morning News will be us. will be with us. And that is just a few. We will have Spits and Suds shirt giveaways for you. And we will also have other giveaways. And the price is free. This is really cool. I'm super excited. I hope so many of you can show up. It's Tuesday, August 11th. We're going to do a two-tiered approach because I know you guys want to see the podcast, but one of the things that we love to do is talk to you. So from 6 to 7, we're going to be hanging out around the bar area and we're just going to have a conversation with you. So a little cocktail hour with Spits and Suds that everyone will be there. And then at 7 o'clock, we'll do a podcast in front of you guys. We'll do giveaways and I think it'll be great. We'll have some more guests to announce in the upcoming weeks. Sean, I am so jacked that you're going to be a part of this.
Man, Gavin, this is really exciting. You and I have kind of floated this idea kind of conceptually a little ways back and really excited about putting something like this together to be part of this. Quick kudos to you, man, for just kind of the way, and I've said it on this show before, but I'll say it now since we're talking about kind of putting together a fun event where people are going to be there in person and everything like that. This is a labor of love for you that I've seen you put kind of the sweat, blood, and tears into, and it's pretty damn cool that credit to you that it's something where it's had the success and it's grown this following and it's grown this listenership, and to be in people listening, your listenership, you're supporting this, telling people you want this. It's why Gavin and almost more importantly, his bosses allow for the bandwidth to keep doing this. Right.
Yeah,
like I just want to be very clear on that. Right. Like that is it's a pretty damn cool thing to see. So I'm really excited about it. I'm excited that, it's nice to see a show and a network and the people you work with at the fan kind of everyone kind of put their money where their mouth is on this and kind of say, hey, we're going to keep growing this thing. And as we have the resources, we can put into it and you guys are doing it. So really damn cool, really excited about it. Excited to get down there, excited to meet with people, excited to have the conversations. And anyone listening, I know it's Tuesday in August, but come on out. We'll have a great time talking about Stars hockey, the upcoming season. There'll be, it's funny, I'll be fresh off a trip back from Edmonton from the Hlinka Memorial. So if anyone is a really big hockey nerd and wants to talk about the 2027 draft class and and the next batch of U18 players, our producer Greg and I were talking about some prospects before we went live today. If anyone wants to have nerdy hockey conversations like that, we will be all for it. We'll do a live pod, and I'm really excited about it. So, Gavin, thank you for putting this together, and I hope everyone listening finds a way to kind of make it out and joins us there.
Yeah, no, thank you. And I don't want to beg you guys to come out, but I'm just going to say, if this one's successful, we'll do a lot more stuff. So wanted to make it free, I was down the hallway and I just saw the Spits and Suds shirts that will be given away. Wow. That is so cool. It has the Spits and Suds logo on it. So we'll have that. It's going to be a fun night. And I think it's a gathering of friends. And so please, if you have a friend and they've never listened to Spits and Suds before, just say, well, come on out and let's talk hockey. This is a night for hockey fans. And it's really cool that Boomer Jacks is like, yes, we want this. So stick tap to Boomer Jacks. And I'm excited about this Allen location. It's one of their bigger venues. I know it's a drive for some people in Dallas, but please, if you could make the effort, that would be great, because I think showing out like you guys do for this podcast and having a great crowd and getting one-on-one time with Sean and Leah and Robert, I think that's going to be great. We're going to have a microphone set up during the podcast where people can ask questions if they'd like as well. So that's going to be a great night. I'm really excited. It's coming together, but I wanted to get it out so people could put it on their calendars. Tuesday, August 11th. Make the time. I appreciate it. Cocktail hour from 6 to 7, and then we'll do Spits and Suds beginning at 7. Who knows what's going to happen on the episode of Spits and Suds? Who knows, you know, who's going to drop by? It's going to be pretty badass. And of course, excited to spend quality time with Sean as well. All right, I guess we should talk some hockey, buddy.
I guess so.
So I was thinking with the whole Leo Carlson match.
Yeah.
I found it fascinating. There were a lot of people, Sean, that said, well, Anaheim had to match. And I wanted to ask you, did you feel as though they had to match? And then from that standpoint, it got me thinking, because we've spotlighted some Stars players. So the second part of that is, how does a Roope Hintz take that next step? And maybe it's just staying healthy, but that's someone we haven't really talked about this off season as far as the next step to be considered in that category with players like Carlson.
Well, I think there's a couple different ways to look at this. I think first we probably have to have the conversation about, do you want to talk about the match, or do we want to talk about Roope first? What do we want to go with?
Let's talk about the match.
Yeah. Okay. From a Ducks perspective, I don't think, when you say they had to match, and I agree with that, I think it came down to you can't. Leo Carlson is a 21-year-old.
Yes.
A 21-year-old center that you drafted second overall in 2023. And the reality is, I don't, even with four first, unless, I don't know what better, even if you don't match and you get the four first round picks, it's hard to turn those four first round picks into better something better than what Leo Carlson is and will become, right? I think that's an important level of this, right? He's a 21-year-old who was a point per game guy last season. I would imagine he's probably going to be, in a fully healthy year, I could see him being around a 90-point guy. So because of who he is and where the Ducks are, you kind of had to match in the way Pat Verbeek grinded him down and everything like that. You kind of got a taste of your own medicine. That's why they had the match. Now, two things can be true. He's going to be overpaid for at least 3 years of this deal. Like, I think we can all admit, looking at it, where there's no way, realistically speaking, he can deliver $18 million worth of value. And that's why the Flyers, that's why it was a tough choice. And that's why that is the reason that it was a good offer sheet by the Flyers, because it made the Ducks think about it. And so, but at the end of the day, they had to match. They had to go and get this done. You couldn't let him walk, because there's not really, would you trade those four first round picks for Dylan Larkin? Because obviously he's the big name that's still out there, but Dylan Larkin's 29 years old, right?
Yeah.
And this is a really good segue to Roope Hintz. I don't think many people realize that Dylan Larkin and Roope Hintz are the exact same age.
Oh, man.
Same draft. I did
not realize that. That's amazing, Sean.
Same draft. And Hintz has just obviously played way more playoff hockey, did not play playoff hockey this past year because of the injury, which is something that I think gets undersold a little bit when people talk about the Stars and falling short in the postseason this year, that Roope Hintz injury was a bigger deal than people want to credit for it. For me, Hintz is like, it's the level is like, you are what you are, I guess, right? Like, he's consistently a close to, not a point per game guy, but close to just under a point per game guy. My biggest issue with Roope Hintz has not been just, if it was just the health, you'd be like, all right, well, we just need him healthy. The problem is he also just kind of disappears for stretches, right? Like, Roope Hintz will go through 5 or 6 game stretches where he's the best player on, he looks like the best player on planet Earth. 100%. He's flying around, he's buzzing, and then he'll disappear for 12. And I think Hintz and Carlson are two. Carlson is a player that's making as much as he is and is the foundational piece of a franchise because he is a little bit more, he is consistent. He's 21. I think there's been a little bit of that build up over the past couple years to what I think he's going to be. He's someone who I think Leo Carlson goes from an A game to a B game. Or he does that at 21, and his A game's only going to get better. Roope Hintz's problem is he goes from an A game, which is one of the most exciting games to watch, to a C game.
Yeah.
And I don't know if that's going to – I don't think that's – realistically speaking, I don't think that's going to change with Roope Hintz. I think I've kind of accepted, you know what, he's 29 years old. He's going to be 30 in November. This is probably who he is. You'd like him to be a little bit more healthier, but the reality is I don't think you can count on Roope Hintz as your number one center for a, and this is why Roope Hintz needs to be on a team with a Wyatt Johnston. You can't count him as a number one center because of his availability and his durability, right? He's someone who is such a great tool in the bag and a dangerous piece that provides that thunder and lightning and a punch with another center, but he just consistently proven over time that he disappears for too long stretches. Even when he's healthy, it happens too sometimes. So it's that's my read on Roope Hintz. And I don't know if there's another jump to be taken. And I just because of where he is age wise. And now that being said, 8.4 million. It's not a bad deal. It's not a bad deal. His contract is probably worth it. He's not getting paid. There's not $10 million more in cap space that you have to worry about like the Ducks are.
Okay. Okay. So the Dylan Larkin resurfaced as far as the Dallas Stars. And
yeah.
Well, I thought it was interesting. And I just wanted to say this, like, I appreciate the passion of Stars fans, but it is funny. Like, when people say, is Steve Yzerman crazy? What, asking for Wyatt Johnston? And I thought to myself, no, actually, that makes him really smart. The ask is part of it. And why wouldn't you ask? I mean, if the Lakers don't ask for Luka Doncic, they don't get Luka Doncic from the Mavs. Like, you at least have to ask. I think it's actually a compliment that, and I didn't want to put this out because I didn't want to start an argument with Stars fans because I love them. But at the same time, Sean, it would be like, you know, asking for cider from Detroit. And it's like, okay, you know, they're going to want a really, really good player for one of the better defensemen in the league.
Yeah. So, yeah, the whole, let's unpack this on a couple different ways. First, the whole concept of Dylan Larkin expanding his list to include Dallas. We've heard that two different reports, one that he hasn't expanded his list, one that he has. From my understanding, there's something in the middle on that where the initial list was given with those three teams, Minnesota, Florida, and why am I drawing a blank on the third team right now? Vegas, Minnesota, Florida, Vegas. That was the first three. And from my understanding, well, Larkin hasn't given a, well, here's these other teams. There's kind of a healthy understanding that something is there. So I don't know the exact how long is the list or how isn't the list right now. I do know the Stars and Red Wings have engaged in talks about a potential Larkin trade. And Yzerman has asked about Wyatt Johnston. Him asking about Wyatt Johnston is, You try to find the value, right? Like the whole thing of like him ask, I'd have no issue with someone asking about Wyatt Johnston, because if you're Detroit, you're trying to replace a top center. You're trying to replace your number one center. You need a number one center. You need assets that help you in that wild Eastern Conference right now. And that's who you should ask. If you don't do the due diligence of asking, and people thinking like, oh my God, Jim Neal probably hung up the phone right away. No. I mean, if Jim Neal doesn't call and ask about Mikko Rantanen, he doesn't get Mikko Rantanen. So I don't think there's any blame or craziness about the whole Detroit asking for Wyatt Johnston thing. Anyone thinking that that was a realistic return probably is a little bit short-sighted. Now, what if, Gavin, though, if you're Detroit, if you and I are playing this game out and are back and forth a little here, all of a sudden, if you're Yzerman and you come, or I'll let you be Jim Neal in this scenario, if kind of play this out a little bit, you say, hey, I call you and say, hey, I want... So you're playing Jim Neal in this scenario. You call me and ask me for Dylan Larkin, and I'm Steve Yzerman, and I say, what about Wyatt Johnston? And your immediate response is definitely going to be, well, certainly not one for one, but I just tried to move Thomas Harley and his $10 million. I really like Simon Edvinson. What if we get Simon Edvinson in the deal and we're swapping Edvinson for Harley and Johnston for Larkin, and then maybe we're moving some other things around? This is how larger deals get built out. So I think that's an important context here, where it wasn't, hey, Larkin for Johnston straight up was the only part of the conversation. And that is, from my understanding, not the case at all. So that's important context. I also think it's important to know that this Carlson deal that we just talked about with Larkin, Yzerman is more and more potentially content with just holding Larkin into the season, because the reality is top line centers making that much money, when you got a guy like Leo Carlson we just talked about making double that, are much more valuable now. And that's an important level of this too.
I mean, you've covered Larkin for a number of years. What do you think would be the attitude going into camp? Would it just be like, hey, you know what? I'm here. I'm going to play.
I think he'll play. I think players are too proud not to be honest. I think there'll be some awkwardness in that locker room, but I mean, it's probably a similar scenario to the Matt Duchene Colorado stuff, with a little bit better. I do think the fan base, I do think it'll be a tough watch in Detroit, though. I do think it'll be very tough for him to, he's going to get booed, right? Yeah. Like it's going to be to be the hometown kid captain, your jersey's been the top seller for 10 years, for you to play in this awkward kind of stage, it's not going to be easy. And maybe that's Yzerman's play, honestly, to get that list to expand to from 3 to 4 to 9 to 12 teams. Of if you're Dylan Larkin, you're like, hey, this is my list. Your list probably looks a lot bigger after 10 games of getting heckled by your own hometown. And
right.
It's a dirty, not a dirty tactic, but it is a tactic that I don't think that I personally believe Yzerman is definitely a line. He is a path he is willing to go down.
Well, it's going to be interesting, because when arbitration comes out, whatever the number is, I'm interested how Stars fans are going to treat Jason Robertson in this upcoming year too.
Yeah. So, and Robertson is going to be like, at the end of the day, I like to think that there's some knowledge base here with Stars fans that you can take a look at what happened with the Maverick. Now, some people will still be angry at him, but they weren't going to be able to keep Maverick Bourque. That wasn't going to happen. So, right. And so it's, I think Robertson's going to have more of the microscope and more pressure. I don't, and I'm not sure, it's the whole, I'm not exactly sure what will be the best. I'm curious to see how it all plays out, but I can imagine that, I would imagine there's some Stars. For Stars fans, I would imagine there's going to be a little bit more, if he's playing, he's playing an opening night, it's everyone pulling in the same direction. But yeah. I don't know. That's me kind of just trying to read the tea leaves, I guess.
Wanted to get your thoughts. Has a North Texas tie. The owner of the Carolina Hurricanes, Tom Dundon, went to SMU and owns the Carolina Hurricanes and sold off a portion of that to buy a portion of the Portland Trailblazers. And he faced criticism for the moves he was making with the Trailblazers. And now he is facing criticism because the engravings came out from the Stanley Cup, and Tom Dundon's family, including his children, are engraved into the Stanley Cup. So,
yeah,
I guess the biggest thing, Sean, is I'm wondering, is there someone that can step in, kind of knowing the feedback is 99% negative on this? Can they step in and change? So, because it's tough when players play but don't get their name etched on the cup. But this is another tough one to take. Do the rules need to be relooked at as far as names on the cup?
I mean, to me, this is the fact that the NHL and the Hockey Hall of Fame didn't, the fact that they did not, like, see this ahead of time and step in is, to me, that's more of an embarrassment on them. Because, like, for me, one of the bigger parts of all of this is, it's not just, there's players that were left off, right? There's players that were left off, but there's also the, what is, I want to get the name of it, Hurricanes, so one of their,
was it a trainer that got
Bob, Bob Gorman, Bob Gorman, who has been one of the Hurricanes equipment managers. He's been there since the team came from Hartford, right? Bob Gorman is a big part of the fabric of that team, part of that franchise. He's been there for, he's been with the franchise for almost 50 years, going back to the Hartford days. His name is not on the Stanley Cup because Tom Dundon got his five children, the youngest of, the oldest of which goes to SMU right now. I think he's like 20 something years old. The youngest is, I think, 7 years old, six or seven, like five, like in the early elementary school age. And it's embarrassing. Like, it's the whole, it's embarrassing. It's the whole, there's, it's indefensible to me of, this is the, like, I don't like one of the, obviously, the quote unquote fun conversations that I don't like that happens every year when the Stanley Cup is awarded is, I don't like, we can all agree the Stanley Cup is the, it's the best award presentation in pro sports, in my view, in North American pro sports.
Yes.
The captain, get the players get it, it goes to the captain. It's very, it goes to, in other North American sports, in basketball, baseball, the NFL, the owner gets the trophy, right? That's who gets it first. I love that the players get it in hockey. This is very much Tom Dundon being like, well, I didn't get the cup first, so I get my name first. And not only my name, I get my five kids who don't work in hockey operations. And I've been amazed. There's two things that have been amazing to me about this, Gavin. One, people who are missing the, like, the Violas, right? When the Panthers won back-to-back cups, I think there's three other Violas that got on the cup as well. All three of them had jobs within working for the team. And we can say nepotism sucks and gives people opportunities, and that's true, but they at least worked for the team. There's a difference between having someone who works for the team and having a seven-year-old who is in first grade somewhere, probably in Preston Hollow, having their name on the Stanley Cup over players and other people who deserve it. Like, I know someone who is a scout for the Hurricanes, and they, I'll put it very bluntly, this doesn't go over well. And you look over, of whether you want to stay with a franchise and stay with an organization, this is the type of thing that starts to hurt that. So it's embarrassing. It's embarrassing for the league to not step in and handle this the right way. I mean, we have the precedent from 1984. Basil Pocklington is on the Stanley Cup. Peter Pocklington puts his dad on the cup, has nothing to do with the team. There are X's over Basil Pocklington's name. That's how you know which Stanley Cup you're looking at. There's the Presentation Cup. I might be getting the wording wrong. There's basically, for people who don't know, there are two versions of the Stanley Cup you see. There's the one that's actually presented on the ice. And there's the one that, and then there's a second copy of it that is at the Hockey Hall of Fame as a fill-in whenever the other one is moving around the country. So this summer when Logan Stankoven has his day with the Stanley Cup, you can still see the Stanley Cup in the Hockey Hall of Fame, but it's the other one. And you can tell which cup it is based off whether, if you go to the 84 Edmonton Oilers, whether Basil Pocklington, whether there's a bunch of X's over Basil Pocklington's name, that's how you know which cup you're looking at. This is bad. I don't like it. I mean, it also opens up a horrible precedent of like what happens, Gavin, people are going to laugh when I say this, but what happens when if the Leafs ever win the cup, are we just going to get 15 people listed from Rogers first?
Right.
Like what's going to happen? Like that's,
I mean, Joel Nystrom played 38 regular season games for Carolina. He's not on there. Reminds me of Brad Lukowich from the 99 Cup team that didn't make that. The other thing, too, is three other minority owners of the Carolina Hurricanes didn't get their name on there.
Yeah.
And you're going to have a lot of people surrounding him that are not going to be happy. Now, obviously to me, players, coaches, equipment, athletic trainers, those should all be first. But those other owners, I'm sure, are not happy today either, because that's a big investment for you not to be able to sell it. I mean, owners do have egos.
Yep.
And that, I thought that was interesting as well.
Yep. It's a bad look. Like we got to call it what it is, right? Like it's a bad look. And it's, I think the league's got a real I don't know how the league let this happen without I don't understand how the league let it happen without I just don't get it.
It's weird too, because he's developing this reputation, and I will tell you, he came into our studios at 105.3 The Fan, and he came in all Carolina Hurricanes gear. And I probably had an off the air 10-15 minute conversation with him. And I was just enamored at how nice and what a great guy he was and very outgoing and everything. So it's tough. Like I understand, appreciate that he loves his family, but that's just a tough look. And I'm hoping that a rule comes down that they can't do this in the future. That's my hope. All right, Sean, tell us before you go what you have coming up.
Yeah, so we're kind of another episode of Algorithmically Incorrect coming up next week. Obviously, always very excited about that. We are working on securing our guest for next week. We had a really good one this week with Rachel Flanagan, who was
really good,
who had put in some work at Stars Development Camp, assistant coach of the Toronto Scepters, the PWHL. So please go check that out. We'll have some more next week, written wise, over at ChapShots. I got to give a shout out to not having something right now, just to the overall. I got to give a shout out to the people over at Elite Prospects who allow me to take a slow July. Full credit to people I work with over there on understanding the work that goes into this job between August and June and through the draft every year. So I got to give a shout out to the people at Elite Prospects that basically I kind of get a nice July slow with them to be before it all picks up. End of July, we'll have World Junior Summer Showcase right here in Windsor. headed to end of, I'm headed to the under 18 Hlinka Gretzky tournament, which is kind of the kickoff to the scouting year, and is in at the same time as the this year it's actually at the same time as the coaches site coaching conference, which ironically enough, the two of the keynote speakers are Misha Donskov and Glenn Gulletson. So
oh, wow.
A little double, some nice connection there for me on that, but credit to EP for letting me kind of get the wheels going a bit slower in the summer so I can be at full blast when we hit August and September and everything.
That's awesome. Check him out at Shap Shots. That's his Substack. As he mentioned, Algorithmically Incorrect, Elite Prospects. And Sean also writes for D Magazine. You can see everything Sean does. Just give him a follow at Sean Shapiro. And then when he puts out new stuff, you will have it right into your Twitter feed / X feed. Sean, you're a beast. Thank you so much. Super excited for you to come down here and meet all the Spits and Suds folks on August 11th.
I'm really excited for this, Gavin. I really am. It's going to be a blast. And kudos to you for putting this together. But yeah, if you're listening, please come join us. It's going to be a great time.
Absolutely. We'll be stick tapping all night and popping the Frosties. And we want you to join us. Oh, man, I might have to get an Uber that night. You know what? that's not good if the host pops too many Frosties. We'll see what happens. For Sean Shapiro, producer Gregory Finley, for the on-time experts for making this happen. Thanks to all of you for listening to Spits and Suds. Remember, tell a friend about Spits and Suds and the off-season cool things that we're doing until our next podcast. Have a great day, everyone.
As the U.S. men's national team takes center stage at a home World Cup, make sure you're listening to Call It What You Want, part of the CBS Sports Podcast Network, where you can join me, I'm Jimmy Conrad, alongside Charlie Davies, Tony Miola, Marcelo Balboa, and Benny Feilhaber throughout this tournament for previews, instant reactions, and analysis of every U.S. match. Then all summer, we're back every Tuesday and Thursday, covering all things U.S. men's national team. Download and follow Call It What You Want on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.